So back around the time that we had our 24-hour fundraiser, we were talking about how it was 10 years of KUCB, and then I decided that we should know how long there was a newsroom, and it turned out that 20 years was going to be this year. And I really want to know more about the history of the station and the reporters who were coming before us. So it seemed like a perfect way to do that, especially since we've had essentially 12 reporters, and there are 12 months in a year.
And just to be totally clear, you're saying that even though KUCB recently turned 10 years old, our radio station actually had a newsroom for 10 years prior to that, that Unalaska Community Broadcasting had a local newsroom back when we were still a repeater station called KIAL, rebroadcasting the feed from KDLG in Dillingham, back before we even had our current call letters.
Yeah, so you did a story about 10 years of KUCB identity. And in that story, you talked about how at the beginning, Jim Pollan would cut into our KDLG repeater and do local news. And that's how it started, which is not at all like what we have now. And so I wanted to know a little bit more about the people who came before us and what was important then, and just how technology changed and how the station operates back then when we were both little kids to now when we're adults.
And so the idea is to remember the station's pretty long list of past reporters and to sort of celebrate all the work that they did for the community, right?
Oh, for sure. Everybody in Unalaska is a workaholic. And I know that's true for reporters from my experience. And I think taking a little bit of time to pay attention to some of the really hard and good work that they did during their time here is important and also just helps educate all of us a little bit more about the history of this place that we call home.
And rather than sort of produce one big anniversary story, you propose that we actually feature one reporter each month for the entire year.
Yeah, so since we've had 12 full-time reporters, it seems like only fair to dedicate 1 month to each of them. So we've had Mr. January, Jim Pollan. And Laura, you've actually been tasked with finding the person that we thought was going to be in February, but you had some trouble.
Right. So the second reporter in Unalaska Community Broadcasting's history was a man named Morris Bracey. And he was technically the second reporter after Jim and before Charlie Homan. So I was gonna try to find this man, Morris, and interview him about his experience, but he's impressively off the grid. We searched all the emails that we have of his on records, and I sent out emails and they all bounced back. We did a lot of research to find every phone number for every Morris Bracey that we could find kind of in the country.
Which shockingly, there are a number of.
There are some of them, and we would call phone numbers and wasn't really getting anybody, leaving voicemails that were never being returned. So as far as we know, he's just out there doing something completely different or enjoying his privacy. So unfortunately, we're not able to profile Morris Bracey. So if you remember him and from hearing his stories many years ago, then it's not because we didn't want to include him. Just unfortunately, he's a hard man to find. But on the positive side, he really does seem to be the only person to have that issue. Everybody else that we're looking at on the list of 12 reporters is somebody that we're very confident that we're going to be able to contact, or we've already done so. So I think that should be the only instance.
Yeah, and instead, we're going to get to Charlie Homans just a little bit sooner. And I got to talk to him back in November when I was in New York, and it was really wonderful. I got to go visit him at the New York Times, where he works covering politics for the New York Times Magazine. It was just exciting to hear about what life was like then, and we're happy to share that with you in February.
And what exactly can the listeners expect in February? How is this series actually going to work?
Yeah, so similar to in January, the first Thursday of the month, we're going to air a conversation. This month, it will be with me and Charlie talking about his time in Unalaska and talking about where he is now and how being in Unalaska helped him get there. Then every subsequent Thursday for that month, we're going to hear one of his stories from his time there. And there are some fun ones.
I feel like we're going to hear some really interesting personal stories from them, but we're also going to hear some real reporting gems. I mean, I have Ann Hillman, who worked here for 3 years, and then I also have Greta Mart and Lauren Rosenthal. I mean, who else are you profiling, Zoe?
There are so many people that I still have to talk to, but I also have interviews in the bag with John Ryan, who was here for a summer when Shell was going on, and then also talking with Annie Ropeek, who is here for just under 2 years as the last permanent reporter before I started. So really excited to share all of them.